Okay.
The following program is sponsored.
There we go.
Computer finally kicked in.
Man, but good to see you, man.
You too.
We've been having some good morning discussions already, haven't we, man?
I know it.
You know, I'm all nervous over here. I'm setting my cardiac. Hey, if anybody out there is a cardiologist, please call 904-612-3705. I'd like to schedule an appointment to get my plumbing cleaned. Yeah, me and Vic were talking about plumbing this morning.
Yeah, you got my plumbing fixed here, hopefully, so it's doing good.
And I was looking at the plumbing I pulled out of my boat this week, Vic, and I'm thinking to myself, that's what probably an artery looks like.
Yeah.
Was it your left main, or was it your, which artery was it?
It's the one that wraps over to the left there.
Left ascending.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, had 200% blockages.
Hey, and thank God you had it at your house, like we talked about.
Exactly. I'm glad I wasn't on the water at the time, so that's good.
Man.
But,
God,
got me going good, man. That, everything's good.
You look good, Vic.
Good.
Thank you. You look good, man. I mean, you look good. I mean, it's good to be back, man. Give me five. I missed it, Vic.
Yeah, I got a text now. Just said we're on. I appreciate that. Thank you. Said we're on the air.
Well, you know, we kind of had to wing it, but that's a hard way to do it in radio, isn't it, Vic?
It is.
Because they didn't have a light to tell you to go or anything. I only looked at Alan's light.
This light tells you.
Oh, well, I can't see that light, Vic. You always got things hidden from me, man.
Yeah, let me pull that around.
Oh, okay, there we go. Well, we weren't inappropriate.
Can you see that one? No, not at all.
We haven't really been talking fishing this morning, folks. We've been talking health.
Yeah, that's, you know, as we come in this morning, that's what we've been talking about all the way from downstairs all the way up. But we can get back into fishing. You know what surprised me yesterday, though, is just to get out of the house again, we decided to ride up to toward Fernandina, not quite Fernandina, to go to the beach, you know, to kind of just walk the beach and see how the ocean looked.
How's the swell look?
Beautiful.
Yeah,
it wasn't even when you think about how much devastation is going, like three hours up the road here. I mean, you know what that tells you.
As much as that storm was a beast out there, when it gets zeroed in on somewhere, and I was thinking to myself last night how bad I feel for those people there. My heart's breaking for them.
I know.
And when you look where that hurricane set, they didn't move for 1 mile an hour for like 4 hours.
If you're
in that northeast quadrant, okay, if that thing was sitting off of St. Augustine, the way it's sitting right now, and we were getting the northeast side of that storm, and it just set on St. Augustine and didn't move. We'd look like Wilmington right now.
Mm.
They're getting 30 inches. They're measuring in feet now.
Yeah.
They're getting 3 foot of rain. They're getting 2 foot of rain.
More today. That big squall
never moved. And I mean, right before I went to bed, I was thinking to myself, we are so fortunate that thing is not sitting on top of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's how close it is. It's eerie close, man. All this devastation is going on. How far is Myrtle Beach from here?
It's about 4 hours, I think.
Four hours up the road, people are getting devastation right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, lives are going to be affected for years.
When we were looking at the ocean was flat looking, you know, from the beach yesterday morning. We got out there about 7:30, something like that, you know, just walking on the beach and looking. Waves weren't that big. There were some people trying to surf, but, you know, waves weren't that big. And I'm looking out past the waves, you know. The ocean looked pretty flat. I was surprised.
You know where all that
surprised.
Swell went, Vic? Huh? They're getting groundswell down around Puerto Rico and all that because there's no west winds to push off of it. So it's just a fetch. It just goes.
Hmm.
When it hit us, it just came in off that swell part. It just comes to us and it just the Gulf Stream's 65 miles offshore, so it's breaking really out there because that's where the ledge comes up. So it finally hits us, and a west wind will knock it down. But that swell will go all the way to New England off that storm. It'll go all the way to where there's – I mean, there's like – they're still in full suits, booties, Vic. They know it goes far south down to the Bahamas and past Puerto Rico, this gigantic swell. But it hits us, and it's over quick because the west – look, it's blowing west right now. So that's straight offshore. It'll flatten it out. So the best part of the swell for the hurricane swell, Vic, was on Thursday.
It was
the waves were pumping on Thursday.
I talked to some guys at the beach and they said that Thursday was worse than yesterday. You know,
Thursday was good. I mean, because it still had hurricane was still offshore. So, but that's how fast a hurricane swell can drop in Northeast Florida. It can go from being 6 foot on one day and get west winds, and you'll come out this morning and be like, the guys had to work, Vic. Look, the weekend warriors. Where's the waves? They couldn't call in sick or nothing. They had to look at the beach bums and all those guys that don't work for a living and all that. They're out there during the week. And then it's like fishing nowadays during the week, Vic. What happened to our days where it was solitude on Mondays? Man, I go out on a Monday. I'm like, does anybody work?
Yeah, I know it. A lot of people get out there when they can, you know.
That's the best
thing about it.
I'm just wondering how many people called in sick this week that were surfers.
Just looking at what the conditions were yesterday. was amazing to me, thinking that just right up the road. I mean, really.
It's 4 hours away. Bad, it's devastation. It's so eerie, surreal, that it just, yeah, it makes me want to do something for these people, like have some big, giant fundraiser.
You know. Well, I know Dave Gill is headed up there today, I think, matter of fact.
I don't know how far they're going to get, man. Aren't they going to block all that stuff? You can't even get near where you need to be. Are they going to have stations you can drop stuff off?
They do, and Dave's done this enough times in different places. You know, I mean, gosh, he's been to Texas. He's been, you know, Louisiana. I mean, you know, Dave will take that stuff, and he's got a big trailer, and then he's got other people, I think, going with him, too, and they're just going to make a little caravan and go up there.
Yeah.
And then they arrange it with, you know, with the, like the governments up there, you know, the local government to decide where to meet and, you know.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They probably have drop spots because it's so devastating, and you can't get, I mean, they're driving in 3 foot of water.
Yeah, if you don't live there, they won't let you in there anyway. So
that's what I'm figuring, but it's, God bless you, man. I mean, I'm looking at donating for sure, because it's just, I feel after going through Matthew and Irma. I was speaking with Dave Workman. Hmm. Dave and I have been friends for years, and he looked at me and said, Chip, I can't go through another one of these storms. You know, he took a beating in Matthew because St. Augustine got smacked against Matthew. Irma was just a lot of flooding downtown and Black Creek, which is, I'm not saying just but that Matthew wasn't nearly as devastating to St. Augustine as, Irma wasn't like Matthew was. Matthew hit like it's hitting up in Wilmington. Up there, I mean, it's hit him good. So Dave took a big hit on his dock. You know, he's building that brand new house down there. So then he gets in after Matthew, and guess what comes after that? Irma.
Yeah.
Everybody's sick of it, man. You get built through one hurricane, then you turn around. I mean, this storm's got me wanting to move away, Vic.
Even a lot of the areas here where people just getting their docks built back from Matthew, and then Irma came through and tore them up.
Yeah, you can only take it so many times, man.
Hadn't even got their docks built yet.
People haven't even gotten Irma. People that, you know, suffering from Irma still haven't cleared. The insurance companies aren't doing anything for them now.
Well, and looking at this, you can tell I'm fixing to go back to work because
heat wave
like tomorrow,
94.
They're talking 15 to 20-knot winds again here.
Is it the west, Vic? Still out of the west?
South, southeast.
Oh, okay. Because it's west today. It's going to be hot today.
Like today is west, southwest, 10 to 15 knots, seas 3 to 5 feet with occasional seas up to 6 feet. And then tomorrow, south, southeast winds, 15 to 20 knots, seas 4 to 6 feet with occasional seas up to 8 feet. And then Monday is going to come back down a little bit to south, southeast winds, 10 to 15. So Tuesday, this is looking good because I got a sheephead trip going Tuesday. South winds, 5 to 10 knots, seas 2 to 3 feet. So
that's what you want, Vic. Yeah. I've seen some sheephead, man. I've seen some good fishing going. You know, Scott Jones got a 7-pound flounder yesterday, Vic. Jones and Buzz Brandon. Yeah, he had a 7-pounder, guys, and we'll be talking about, you know, that time of the year, flounder pounder.
Oh, yeah.
We got 5 weeks, boys. 35 days. How many weeks is that?
It'll be here before you know it.
You know, all we need, Vic, is no storms, and we need no storm. Maybe a cold front, you know, in October, get like one to get it down, you know, get that first nor'easter blowing.
I can tell you, from the little nor'easters we've had, the mullet is moving.
Oh, the mullet are everywhere. Mullet is
moving because, you can see it everywhere. It's just unbelievable. But looking at this forecast here, I mean, it looks like, after tomorrow, it's going to calm back down a little bit. So people get out there and kind of pre-fish it. Of course, Tropical Storm Florence is going to meander over the Florida region through Saturday. So we'll see how much more devastation they have up there. And we'll be back after this.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
The soothing sounds of the carefree life of coastal birds. You too can have a worry-free life by letting Frontline Insurance navigate your path to stress-free home ownership. At Frontline, we've been there for Floridians when the seas were more than a little choppy. Nearly 90% of Frontline's policyholders were paid within 3 weeks of having the damage to their home inspected after Hurricane Irma. Let Frontline Insurance be your lifeline to security and peace of mind. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com. Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And Chip Davis.
Yo, yo, yo. Hey, did they get that one? Back. Did he get it?
And we're back.
You're a little early on that one, Alan.
Looking at the tides here, we got a low tide this morning at 7:16 at Mayport. It's a 0.7. And then you got a high tide this afternoon at 1:59 p.m. It's a 5.3. Then you got a low tide tomorrow morning at 8:11. It's a 0.9. That tide's coming on up now. You got a high tide tomorrow at 2:53 p.m. It's a 5.2. I know they had a little bit of flooded grass here going on because they had the kind of east winds going on and all that. Our low tides, our low tides are getting up to where they're going to be like on Sunday a 0.9, Monday a 1.1, Tuesday a 1.2. Wednesday at 1.3, and I hate those low tides being that high like that.
Yeah, but, you don't get to see it. It doesn't seem like it goes out and starts coming right back in.
Yeah, and it doesn't really get low
real low,
to,
not especially in the creeks.
Some of these fish that up in the creeks like that, they just kind of stay in areas where you can't get to them hardly.
Right.
And some of these redfish and stuff. But then again, once you get that flooded tide, went out. I took the boat out to see how I did and all that last Thursday. And we just went out and kind of messed around, a little bit. And I only cleaned one redfish, and the redfish had 64 fiddler crabs in him.
Oh, wow, they've been tailing. They've been up on them flats. Well, I've been watching on social media the guys are just hammering. I mean, it's amazing how many people are on them now. There's still the guys that are getting them with, conventional, rod and reel, and then the guys are on the fly. But they're getting them all the time. They're pretty skilled, man.
What got me was those fiddlers weren't really crushed up that much.
You tell
they were just sucking them in there and just swallow them down, to be able to count them like that. But when I started seeing in the belly, seeing them in the belly and the intestines like that, I'm like, man, that was a bunch of fiddler crabs in that fish.
Yeah.
That's crazy. He was about 25 inches, so, he could hold quite a few of them. But that shows you sometimes, though, why these fish don't bite when that tide starts, coming down just out of the flooded grass.
And they're full.
Yeah, they're so full right then, the first few hours or whatever. So, they might not bite good until you get to a low tide,
Right.
But
I haven't been doing a lot of fishing, Vic. I've been working on this tournament.
Yeah, that's right. And you going to break a record?
Oh, man. I was, it's funny. I was laying in bed this morning because I was just constantly thinking. And real quick, before I talk about the money being raised, I want to give a big shout-out to John Nooney. He gave me another $100 every year. He does. He's such a nice guy, man. He does a lot for the city of Jacksonville. He's kind of like an unsung hero.
Yeah.
He's on the front lines fighting for us, and the rest of us, you know, we're trying to, but keep up the good work, John.
Yeah.
I appreciate the donation, too. You know what he put on there? Happy birthday. You know, he said, I said, dang, he must have thought it was my birthday because it's a birthday card. He put happy anniversary, Flounder Pounder, 9th annual. Pretty cool. You know, so he just modified a birthday card into a happy Flounder Pounder anniversary, 9th annual, Vic. Can you believe 9 years now?
I know. That's unreal.
I couldn't. Yeah, I never dreamed I'd be doing this 9 straight years. I think it's kind of, it doesn't take the toll on me. But I tell you what, it ain't easy.
Well, in 8 years, not counting this year, how much money is the Jacksonville School for Autism
As of last year, they've got $250,000 in 8 years.
Wow.
And last year I did $66,000, which, you know, it was a soft 66, you know, but it was there. We're not adding in the clothes and everything else. I mean, that's just straight donated money. Now you throw the clothing in there, that's an extra $15,000 right there, you know, between raffles and clothing and all that. So, but this year, Vic, and I was going to show you this list of all these new sponsors I got. As of right now, money collected, I'm like $62,000. That's checks in hand. But if you count on this piece of paper on everybody that's pretty much assured me they're coming back, which, you know, like I said, it's hard for me to call and even ask for the money.
Yeah.
But I know these guys have been there, and, you know, unless there's something drastic happened, they've been there I call them my tenured sponsors, the ones that have been there from the beginning. I'll be at $72,000. So if I can do 75 is my goal, and I honestly know I'm going to do 75,000. If you tell me I'm going to do 80, and then there's this scuttle, you know, some guys like to throw out 100. Well, 100,000 is actually going to be my goal for next year, Vic.
Wow.
So what I'm doing next year for some shirts, and you guys heard it here first on the Still Just Fishing Show, hashtag 10-year for a hundo. You know what that stands for, Vic?
No.
That's slang for 10-year anniversary for 100,000.
Oh, there you go.
10-year for a hundo. Give me that 100. Give me that Ben Franklin. Add some zeros to it.
Oh, man.
So anyhow, but we are thinking.
Can you hit that?
I'm already thinking about the 10th anniversary, man. It's I've already got the logo that I know I'm going to have done for the 10th anniversary. You know who's going to do it, Vic?
Mm.
The same tattoo artist, Dwayne Crafton, that did the original one back in 2010. He drew that very first one for the first year in 2010. He's a really good tattoo artist on Mayport Road. And he's been doing some artwork for me on my for my Flounder Pounder clothing line. And I was thinking about it because I'm always thinking ahead of time. You know, what am I going to do for my 10th anniversary? And what a better way to do it than have the guy that drew the first one do the 10th year. And he's going to recreate the OG. So we're going to have the original Flounder Pounder recreated by the guy who drew it 10 years, you know, for the tournament 10 years ago. Bringing it back. 10th anniversary, you know, that's going to be sweet. Now he's going to take his time and make it so detailed that it's just, but I still want it to be the exact, you know, this is the OG right here. That's OG. That's the original one I'm wearing right here, Vic. That's the original artwork from 2010, the Flounder. So he's just going to clean it all, you know, do it, and then just put, you know, 2010, 10th anniversary. And just make it simple. Because, you know, every year it's hard coming up with a new logo.
I bet.
You know, this year's logo, Lenny drew this year's logo, the Flounder Pounder for Autism. That's a great one. You know, but next year I'll kind of just be able to just go with it, but make it recreate the original, the OG. You know, he always called you the OG, Eddie Cavler, Big Show. He's like, that's OG. He's always like, Johnny Cash, Blackout. Eddie's a gangster. So when I tell him I'm bringing back my 10th year anniversary shirt, it will be the original OG. He'll be like, oh, that's gangster. But yeah, so anyhow, Vic, we're doing good. Who you got on the line, Victor?
We got Rob on. Let's get Rob on. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, Captain Vic. I hear you got Chatty Cathy with you.
Yeah. That's me, man. Hey, we got to wake you guys up. Let's go. Come on. I've been up since 4:30.
I'm up. It doesn't look like you're going to get by to see me, are you, Captain?
Me? Yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah, I am sooner or later, Rob. I just, you know, even with the time off here, you know, the family's wanting to do stuff and be around me and have me around them doing things. And so, you know, I'm sorry.
I say, I understand.
Yeah. So, you know, they claim that they just about lost me. So they've, you know, so I've been, kind of sticking close to home and of course getting cabin fever too at times and, you know, getting out a little bit. Like yesterday morning, we went and walked on the beach a little bit yesterday morning and just, you know, kind of got out. Enjoy God's country, you know.
Right on. Yeah, when you get a really close call,
Yeah, it kind of wakes you up. Yeah, it kind of wakes you up, you know.
Chip, if it doesn't, then I don't know what will.
Now, there's nothing like being put in touch with your mortality to snap a knot in your butt.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it seems to be hitting everybody in the city right now. I mean, me and Vic and I know at least four other people have had heart attacks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, four people that are in our group, you know, people that we know and all that are just, you know, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
I'll have to stay away from that myself.
Yeah, I know, man. Got to kind of, you know, take care of your health.
Don't be eating them chocolate chips half a bag right before you go to bed like Vic was.
Yeah, let me tell you, man. It's I've changed my eating habits 100%.
But
it kind of wakes you up. You know, I've always been the kind of guy that my dad lived to 84, and he, you know, he ate whatever he wanted. So I always kind of fell right into that too, you know, and just ate everything I wanted to and as much as I wanted to. And that doesn't always work, I guess, especially when you get around 60, 65, you know.
Or older.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I tell you, I'm all hurting over here, Vic. I'm thinking about getting old. I'm just aching already. I'm like, what is it going to be like at 63? Jeez. 10 years from now, I don't even know if I'll be able to move.
Yeah, listen to that. 10 years from now, I'd be 63.
Yeah, but I got to start changing now, Vic. I got to get on that treadmill now.
Yeah, actually, it'd be a good thing for me.
I know. I need to. But I'm in the health field too, Vic. I'm in the medical field. I know. I see it all the time.
I'd be one of these guys that kind of like, you know, tell everybody what to do since it happened to me. But
right.
I was successful as far as not having any problems and all that for 65 years, and then all of a sudden, you know, so. You know,
you're going to get curveballs thrown at you as we get older.
Yeah.
Just a matter of how you hit them. Either you knock them out of the park or you get hit by the pitcher and go to first base.
But yeah, Robbie, as long as you just, take care of yourself, you'd be all right, man.
Right on. Chip, if my house is only about a mile and a half from your store. If you could give me a shout and come by and pick up that gift certificate, I'd appreciate it.
All right, I'm going to try. I'm shooting around for Monday, man. I'll put you on the list. I'm about to run and gun. As soon as I drop my son off at 9 o'clock, I'm going to be moving every hour. I'm going to have to meet somebody the whole Monday. So I can throw it in there quick and come see you, and then I'll be over there by the restaurant for a little bit, and I'll call you and then try to come by and grab it.
Right on. Well, Cal, I hope you have a good weekend, and you start back out on the water and stay out on the water.
Yeah, actually, I was supposed to be out there yesterday, but I had that canceled because Spencer, one of my regular customers, his friend always comes from Wilmington, North Carolina. And, of course, you know what's happening there now. So, anyway, he didn't come down, so we've rescheduled them. But I'll be back out there this week and trying to hit it. So,
Captain Vic's making a comeback. You heard it right there.
I'm not going to be working 6 days a week to start with.
No, you got to ease into it. And pick and choose your battles, Vic. Stay out of that heat, bro. They'll tell you that, too.
Yeah.
That's hard to do, though, in this freaking city.
It is.
It's time for you, Vic, to get that job at West Marine, man. Come see me, Captain Vic Tyson. I'm working at West Marine. We're over here at the Town Center. We got all the specials you can think of. Next week, we got the Flounder Pounder coming in. He'll be setting up.
Actually, I think that might do me in staying inside.
Thanks, Rob.
Hey, Rob, I appreciate you calling in, Rob.
That's a good one, Vic. I miss it, man. I'm having a good time.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate your call. And we'll be back after this.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Tropical storm Florence keeps drenching the central Carolinas, and an initial 10 to 15 inches of rain is expected before it finally swings north over the Appalachian Mountains and into the Ohio Valley on Monday. The National Hurricane Center says top sustained winds have dropped to near 50 miles an hour. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has agreed to cooperate with the special counsel's Russia investigation as he pleaded guilty to federal charges and avoided a second trial that could have exposed him to greater punishment yesterday as well. The deal gives special counsel Robert Mueller, a key cooperator who led the Trump campaign for a crucial stretch during the 2016 campaign. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh says latest claims about him are simply not true. He denied a sexual misconduct allegation when he was in high school, releasing a statement yesterday saying it was not true at all, not then or now. This is SRN News.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered, and now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Thursday, September 20th from 5 to 9 p.m. It's the North Beach Art Walk at the Beaches Town Center on 1st Street in Neptune Beach. Friday, September 21st at 8 p.m. It's country star Leanne Womack at the Ponte Vedra Concert Hall in Ponte Vedra Beach. And Friday, September 21st and Saturday, September 22nd at 8 p.m. The Jacksonville Symphony presents the music of John Williams at the Jacoby Symphony Hall in downtown Jacksonville.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice. Island Doctors cares about their patients.
They got my blood pressure off the ceiling, my thyroid off the floor.
Call us today to schedule a tour of one of our locations near you and take a peek at our best wellness program. And welcome home.
1-877-434-4676.
WBOB tackles the issues.
The anti-war movement in Vietnam, the civil rights movement, in the 60s and early 70s, both of those were much more civil in tone. Even the anti-war movement was more civil in tone, but certainly the civil rights movement among the people who were protesting.
Every day.
Oh, Supreme Court, big ruling in favor of the faith-based pregnancy centers in California. Woo!
WBOB, your 2018 election authority. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Good driving around town, no slowdowns at the moment. And once again, watch out for all the construction work going around town. Slow her down a bit. Gonna be a hot one today, mostly sunny with a high 98, heat index of 103, mostly cloudy. For tonight, low 75 and about a 40% chance of showers starting on Sunday. Currently 80 degrees at AM 600 WBOB.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning on the Still Just Fishing Show. And got Little Man on this morning. Good morning, Little Man.
Good morning, Captain Vic. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, sir. How about you?
Oh, doing fantastic,
Banner.
Brother.
Banner here.
Mouth of the South is back on the radio.
Hey, how'd you like that one at the end there? Hey, this is Captain Vic. Welcome to West Marine. Can I shake you around?
Yeah, I don't know if I could work inside or not anymore.
I'm telling you what.
Oh, man, we're having a blast in here, dude. I miss Captain Vic so much. We've been cracking up. I'm ready to go to the doctor right now, dude. I'm going to have a heart cath. I'll catch me on the side. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, you back fishing yet, Captain Vic?
I was supposed to yesterday, but one of my customers was coming from Lovington, North Carolina. Of course, you know what's happening up there right now. So, anyway, he took his family and went north, I think. So we rescheduled it.
People are getting pummeled, that's for sure.
Yeah, God, isn't that crazy, little man? 4 hours away, man, and it's complete Armageddon.
I know. And
I was, it's unbelievable.
It is, but I should be. I got a sheephead trip going Monday, and so I mean, I'm going to ease back into it, you know. But I got
to
get some more trips. Yeah, I got
to
get some more trips booked. But I've got a bunch of trips in October booked. But that always happens.
Well,
every
you
year.
Need to write something down in your book right now, Vic. Talking about books, you always got a book.
Yeah.
You got what do you got? What do you got on the 13th of October?
The 13th.
Yeah. It's a Saturday. I'm going to book you for a couple hours. Can I do that? I'm going to have
Saturday.
I'm booking you at West Marine because Little Man's giving a seminar there. Little Man.
Little Man. Are you really?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. We're going to do another one. Remember we did one? Rick Thacker gave that
one.
Yeah,
we're going to redo it and let Little Man. Little Man didn't speak. Really what happened was we were up against the snapper season.
Yeah.
And then we also had a Jaguar game at 1 o'clock. But Rick Thacker gave a great seminar, and Little Man just didn't want to follow up.
Yeah.
Well, you should.
Yeah,
I mean,
I want to follow up.
With the flounder that you catch, Little Man, I'm surprised that you didn't want
to. He had a 9.5 not too long ago, but we didn't want to let social media know. But that's 4 months ago. It seemed like it was months ago now.
It seems like months ago.
How big was the Little Man?
A 9.8, a 7-something, an 8-something, a 6, and a 5.
I'm gonna show Vic the picture right now.
5 pounds.
Was that Wade fishing?
What's that?
Look at that.
Was that Wade fishing? Oh, that was in the boat. Oh yeah. Yeah, he's showing me a picture.
I'm showing him the picture now. The one of your son, the one you're holding, the one on the left is 9.98. Now he did the jaw on that thing too. The jaw's sick on that one.
Well, David Mary did an unreal job.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was a great fish, man. What did it eat?
Big old giant mully.
Big old mully. Give me the biggest mullet in the well.
And the biggest. Now get the biggest net.
Yeah,
you need to have a big net, because I can tell you. There was one I was wade fishing one time up there at Black Rock Trail, and I had one that wouldn't fit in the net, and I had to drag him up on the shore, and that was kind of a scary thing. I just knew he was going to come off, but once I got him close, I just kept him coming, you know.
You know,
wasn't that 13 pounds, Vic?
I got one 13.5 pounds, and the following week I got a 14-pounder.
Good Lord.
Same spot, wade fishing.
Land crab.
Unbelievable.
And that's when you think about it, and both of those was on a mud minnow, not
wow.
a mullet.
Wow.
Just a
popping
mud minnow.
Court, too, right?
Yeah, popping court and a mud minnow.
Wow. Hey, you know what, Vic, and real quick, Little Man, because I don't want to cut you off, we got a lot of people. But the guy who won my very first tournament in 2010, he caught on a popping court with a mullet at Nassau Sound. Weighed 10.5. It weighed 10.5. God, yeah. Those are all those monsters, Vic?
Huh?
Those are all, yeah.
Yeah, these, there's a friend of mine caught all these.
When?
The other day. Just the other day.
Oh, Vic just showed me a picture about 7 or 8 big flounder, man. Yeah,
there's 9 of them. Yeah. 9 of them.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Hey, wow. Scott Jones had a 7-pounder yesterday.
Oh wow!
I saw that.
Man.
I saw that was a good fish.
So
yeah,
I tell you what, get ready, Flounder Pounder 2018. Here we come.
Well, it's finally
you
finally
and Waddy.
Starting.
You and Waddy.
Me and Waddy.
You know, it's finally starting. I tell you, this flounder was really kind of difficult this year.
Up and down, Vic.
It's
there's no consistency.
Very, very weird year.
I was wondering up to the last say 3 weeks. I kept wondering and wondering and wondering, you know, what was going to happen because, you know, every species you have, you know, good years and then bad years, you know, also. But, you know, this year I kept wondering about it because, I mean, there was not a bunch of big ones showing up. There were a bunch of little ones. I mean,
there's a bunch of potato chips out there, man.
I mean, more little fish than I've ever seen in my life.
I think so, too. Yeah. I mean,
I saw guys catching 6-inch fish with 5-inch mullet.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing was hungry.
You know, that it always amazes me about flounder, but they will. I mean, one day I had a big old mullet. He was almost 8 inches long, and I put him on there. I said, this got to be a big one, man. And I called a 12-inch flounder with him. I mean,
right. Well, listen,
the mullet was almost as long as a flounder.
These are some of the things that we're going to talk about. Little Man's going to touch on. Little Man's going to be giving the seminar. I'm going to tell everybody about it. October 13th at West Marine. We're going to be the seminar will not start till noon. Little Man's not taking the stage at noon. We'll be up there between 10 and 11 meeting with people. That's when we really want to talk and all that. But to really start the seminar, it will be 12 o'clock noon on Saturday, October 13th, West Marine Town Center. Little Man, I'll be giving a raffling off a free entry. I did one last time, and then I'm going to do another one, and then we'll have my clothing be available. I'll have some of the raffle items that I'm going to have available. That steering wheel. Did you see that steering wheel, Vic?
No, huh?
I'll show you the pictures of it.
That's what somebody wants right there.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. So I'll have that with me. We'll be selling tickets on that. So, but little man, we got two more callers. Bob, I love you.
Okay. Hey, love you guys. See y'all later on. Captain Vic, love you.
Thank you, sir.
It's
great,
brother.
Great to hear from you, man.
Okay, good talking to y'all.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon, little man.
All right.
Okay, guys. Bye-bye.
Let's get David on, then we'll get Teddy on. Morning, David.
Hey, good morning, Vic.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. That's the end of Taylor's full segments. He's back to 3 seconds.
He won't even call in, man. I'm about to text him, David, man. How you doing? No, man. He's down to 2.5 seconds now.
Okay. Well, it's good to hear you, Chip. And
I appreciate that, man.
Really
I miss it.
Excited about you. Get back on the water, man. Just take it easy. I don't have to tell you that, but.
Yeah, I am. I'm just going to do a little bit of time here until, you know, I get back into the stream of things.
Yeah, don't feel like a young man. Do more you can, you know what I'm saying?
Man, that's crazy, David. That's the whole discussion this morning. Yeah. It's been not really fish-related. It's been, like, health-related. We're getting old. What do we got to do to stay healthy? And, I mean, Vic looks good. I mean, I'm looking at him right now. I mean, he's ready for the water. He just understands now. Yeah. You're not doing it 6 days a week, David. You're not doing it Monday through Friday in that heat when it's 98 degrees. You can't do it. It's not good for you.
It'd be really good for him to get out there and get his mind back on what he loves. And
exactly.
Sharing what he knows with the people that love him. And that'll make him a whole lot better just doing that.
Yeah, it will.
I don't want to take up any of Taylor's time here this morning. love y'all, guys. Y'all take care.
Hey, it's good to hear your voice, Dave.
All right. Thank you, David.
Bye. All right, man.
And Teddy, if you call back,
I miss all these callers, Vic. Yeah, I hadn't heard from Dave in so long.
Sorry.
Oh, that was Big Ted. You know, that's Teddy calling back in.
Oh yeah,
he told me he'd be calling.
Okay,
he's been coming and sitting with you, hadn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Ted's my bodyguard.
You talking about Ted Hartman?
Yeah, that's Ted. Yeah. That's probably Teddy. He's like, it's Teddy Bear. Oh,
no,
was it?
Wasn't him?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, he's listening. I guarantee you that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Him and Gail are in there. Gail and I, they're listening. So yeah. Yeah, Ted's my security to the east.
He said he was going to call in also because we was texting back and forth last night too. But
he's my security, you know, because I got when I say security, well, Ted didn't do it last year. He threw his back out. Remember, he had to get that surgery and everything. And so now Ted's a pretty Ted listens. Ted's like one of those guys. You tell him go do this, Ted will go do it. And so I saw him one time stopping this lady, and it was not that you got to be rude, but you got to go around.
Yeah.
And Ted was like, you can't go any further, ma'am. And I looked down, I looked over to my shoulder. I said, she's okay, Ted. It's okay for right now. Okay, ma'am, just doing what you said. So, you know, it's right before we started getting real busy, Vic. But,
well, as tall as Ted is, too.
Yeah.
When he tells you something, you want to listen to.
Well, he's pretty intimidating. and he does it, but he also to the book. You know, but he did make it out last year for a little bit with his back, Vic. You know that?
Yeah.
He came out for a little
bit. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, because his back was killing him, man.
He was having to walk with a cane.
Yeah,
but,
he looks better now. Though. He's doing pretty good.
He's doing pretty good, but he's still having problems. He's still walking with a cane. You know, I mean, him and Chris Nichols have been coming up here and doing the show with me at times. And but he's
back surgery
good.
Stinks. Like, you know what Ted told me? He goes, Chip, it's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse. I got a bad back, too.
Yeah. I got lower back pain every day.
That's why they call it degenerative, Vic. It doesn't regenerate.
Well, they call it AIDS.
Yeah, well, that and degenerative disc disease, we all have it.
Okay, Brian, if you can hold on, we got a little hooker on there. If you can hold on there, we'll get you on as soon as we come back. And 222-8255 is the number to call us, and we'll be back after this.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder. Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Hey boaters, are you tired of trying to find the time off work to take your boat to shop, only to find you need to take more time off to pick it up afterward? Are you letting your maintenance go because you just can't be without your boat? If either sound familiar, then give Captain Mike a call at 904-614-3423 and he'll come to your place to do the maintenance for you. No leaving work and no being without your boat. 100-hour maintenance. Trailer lights, bilge, and live well pumps are all kept in good order. Keep your boat in top shape. Call Captain Mike at 904-614-3423.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. Still Just Fish Show. Got Brian on here from Little Hooker. Good morning, Brian.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing this morning?
We're doing good, man.
Dutch.
Are you out there fishing?
Sing that song, man, that you were singing in that tractor.
Oh, God. Unbelievable.
Hey, listen, Brian. Yee! That's for Eddie. I mean Teddy. That's Teddy. Eddie is now Teddy.
I know that was Teddy whenever. Yeah, I can't wait.
He ain't a gangster anymore. He's a teddy bear.
Yeah, I'm about to be picking Teddy up.
Oh boy, tell him we were calling him OG, but now since he likes to go by Teddy, not Eddie, we got to give him a big old bear and everything. Just like, here you go, Teddy.
Yeah, old Teddy.
Are you fixing to get out there and get it?
We're going to try. We're going to Fernandina this morning. We're going to go where the big ones are.
What are y'all getting ready for, the Anglers for the Cure or Redfish?
Redfish.
When's that tournament?
The 29th.
You mean Eddie's actually going fish for Redfish?
Is that the same day as the Anglers for the Cure?
It is.
What? Dude, come on, man. This kills me, bro. When you're doing a tournament, you people need to get together and talk to each other, because all that's going to do is take away entries from his tournament.
Yes, sir. No, I know, man. It's pretty crazy, but yeah, we're gonna try to get some redfish, you know, and you know, obviously we're gonna search for a couple flounders too, because we gotta get ready for that Flounder Pounder.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Brian, I dare somebody to drop their tournament on my day. Yeah. Bring that redfish tournament to Jacksonville. I'll still get 175 boats. I'll give you the leftovers.
Teddy's here.
Teddy, where's Teddy at?
Right, man, stop that, man. Yeah, big show's here, son.
Hey, Eddie.
I'm going to hold for 30 minutes.
I kept saying we got Teddy coming up next, and I said, Teddy. Is that how you spell that with
like the... Taylor, man. I felt like Taylor.
Hey, Eddie, do you spell that with the I-E or the Y?
Man, however you want to spell it. That daggum doll told how I spell it.
Hey, Brian, when you're out there today, I want you to do a favor. When you start beating Eddie down, reach inside and grab that red backpack that FSU uses now for their turnover. And go, here, you can wear the turnover backpack.
Use that backpack to pack up and go to Kentucky.
Well, we both stay. This year we plan for the end of the year to be the toilet bowl. They so stink so bad, man. Florida Gators in trouble, Vic.
Yeah.
They look bad, man. And then, like, Florida State, the guy's running around with a backpack on. I don't know what's going on down there either. Yeah. Well, hey.
I don't know.
You guys going to fish the flounder pounder together, though, right? You and Eddie?
We got to get it figured. It depends on what kind of mood we're in that day.
All right.
He's still on trial basis.
Hey, tell him to dial that tattoo in for me, Eddie.
You ain't lying, son. I'm going to go live today with it. Unbelievable.
Talking about his bait caster, man. Eddie said, Brian's over there with that $500 reel over there pulling backlashes out constantly.
Oh, man.
Dial it in, brother. Tattula.
Shots fired. Listen, we ain't going to get into it today. I can tell you that.
All right, fellas. Hey, man, y'all have a safe trip out there. Eddie, call me later. I got some stuff to tell you.
All right, dude.
All right, brother.
Later.
Thanks, Brian.
Hey, Brian, appreciate the call, man.
Oh, it's classic.
Whoops. Okay, let's get Keith on. Uh-oh.
Hello?
Uh-oh, I just knocked Keith off. Ted's on. I'm sorry about that, Keith. If you can
call
back.
Is that Keith Garrett? I bet it was. Call back, Keith.
Yeah, if you can call back. And
we got Ted.
Got Ted on?
Yeah, that's me.
Good morning, Ted.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm on Verizon.
I hit two buttons at once, and I think I knocked Keith off.
We lost Keith, but he'll call back. Teddy, are you going to be my bodyguard this year to the East?
You got it. Yep, that's why I want the shirt. So
I got you.
Look the part, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to have all the shirts will be available on the night of the captain's meeting. That'll be October 18th. We'll have all the new clothing. It'll be available. Yeah. But last year, remember, you were just getting through. You hadn't even had surgery yet.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you were in pain, man.
Yeah, I had it a couple months after that, and the leg never came back. It's messed up still.
Who did your surgery?
Dr. Perdon.
Ah, that's my doctor, too. It must have really been in
good,
there.
But
it must have really been in the nerve.
Yeah, it was, and it's permanent damage.
Yeah.
So I waited too long.
Yeah, well, we all do, man.
Yeah. I'll put off too much stuff at times.
Absolutely.
But, you know, the Teddy thing, I asked my mom if she was on drugs when she named me that. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's spelt with an I or a Y. They both sound just as bad.
No, man. We know you as Ted.
We call him Gentle Ted, but on the day of the flounder pounder, he comes Terrible Ted. It's like, don't cross that line right there. You cannot cross. Ma'am, please back it up. Yeah, that's it right there.
Yeah.
And I'm over to Ted. I'm like, Ted, you got a problem? He's like, I got it right here, Chip. Nobody's coming through.
Yeah. Yeah, the owner of that place gave me the eye, the one I told him he had to stand back.
I told you, Vic. I told you, when Ted gets a job, man, he's that guy that's going to do it all. This guy right here, the guy holding the microphone, told me that you can't go past his line. Chet, they're trying to. You need to do exactly what the man says, man. Back it down and walk around. Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, buddy.
It's going to be packed this year, right. Ted. This is going to be the biggest flounder pounder ever. I'm going to push 75,000 right now. I was telling Vic, I'm at 72,000 right now. $72,000 raised, man. That's just. I mean, I don't awesome. Even. I can't. I don't really stop to fathom it, but I know. If I counted out $72,000, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and I just hand it right over with no conviction at all. And I'm like, this is, you know, for my son and the rest of the kids. And, you know, I kind of selling something and people have been buying it, man, which is really nice. But it's taken me 9 years to get to $72,000. So it wasn't like anyone just anointed me. Here's the money.
Yeah.
There's a lot of networking, a lot of hard work, man. People acknowledge it, and they give me compliments on it, but I don't take it. I'm just kind of humbled about it. I don't think I'm doing enough. But, I mean, so I'm not going to rest on it. So we're only going to get better and better. But like I told Vic, sometimes I get consumed with it because I want to be the best. Sometimes you can just sit back. It's going to do what it needs to do. But if I relax too much, it won't do what I want it to do.
Exactly.
You know, I want it to be the best. Yeah. And if I let my guard down and I don't stay on it, I just let it go haphazard, and it's just not going to be the best tournament. And I'm not going to raise $75,000 doing it that way. So in order to raise the money, you got to have, run the operation correctly. And that's what we do. You seen it,
well,
Ted?
Yeah, that's the way. Yeah, well, that's the way I did my job at St. Vincent's. I did it just like you do that attorney there.
Yeah,
Put my 120% into it.
Yeah, and I mean, you know what they always say? I love my job. As a respiratory therapist, it's not my favorite job. The restaurant is not. I would 10 years ago, I'd never buy another one. If I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't buy the restaurant. I don't say it's not allowed me a nice living and all that. It's just a lot of work. But when you tell me about the flounder pounder, that's not work to me. That's what I love doing.
Yeah.
And when you love what you do, then you do it the best.
That's right. You got that right.
And that's like
fishing. I just love it with a passion. And last Saturday, I went with Chris, and we caught some nice reds, big old reds.
Nice,
and,
man.
I sent Vic a picture. I was trying to send you one, but I couldn't get it to go. I don't have no signal out here. But
you better get Gail on. Where's Gail at?
she's not feeling well.
Oh.
She's still in the bed.
Oh, well, tell her we're thinking about her. Tell her I said hi.
I sure will. And, Vic, we were sitting there looking, and then I saw something floating in the water, and this red was floating up sideways, and then he would turn up belly up, and it's like his fin was just waving like hell.
Oh yeah, they didn't vent him correctly or something, right?
Yeah,
was somebody he... down the stream, down the current, didn't vent him right.
Yeah.
Somebody got over there and got him back to life and saved him, but had a great time.
That's great, Ted.
Good to hear.
Yeah, Ted, it's good to be back on, man. I miss it.
I'm glad you got on last week. And
I did. Thank you, Vic.
Hope to see you again soon, Ted. Tell Gail we're thinking about her.
Yeah, we want to go with that sheep head.
There you go, man.
Go get him, Big Daddy. I'll see you, Enforcer. I'll see you in 5 weeks.
All right.
All right, buddy.
See you later.
All right, man. All right.
And Keith, if you can hold on, apologize for taking that segment, but if you can hold on, I'll get you on as soon as we come back.